B-Pod Studios.
Have a smart speaker?
Why, yes, why?
Listening is just a command away.
Remember, I'm the boss, and I give all the orders.
Just say, play 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Don't.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's tough to sit there and hold your tongue.
Ooh. Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Someone on roller skates.
There's a rabbit on my driveway. I don't know what's going on with it, but it's just sitting there.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed.
Oh.
Where the people there are surly, and the average age is dead.
What is that?
Locals find a reason just to moan and bitch and whine.
There's a man taking a poop.
He's having a good time. Everyone's angry in Brookline.
I have a turkey that came into my house and is sitting in my kitchen.
Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Brookline is an awful old place to live. I've lived there and I hated it. And what we do is we get actual calls from the Brookline 911. And these are real people calling into the real police department with real complaints.
Let's get to our first call. Once again, these are real 911 calls to the Brookline Police Department. And let's find out what's going on in the angriest city in, well, I mean, let's just say the world. Why don't we? Here is our first call from Brookline.
Brookline Police, do you have an emergency?
Yeah, hi. This is a highway. I have a guy picking a fight with me down here. I'm in a sweeper. He's flipping me the burr, and now he's taking pictures of me. He's telling me to get out of the sweeper. He'll beat my effing ass.
Can you describe him for me?
Yeah, he's wearing a short hair, jeans, a dark jacket, red shirt. He sees I'm on the phone with you. Now he's walking up the street. I'm
he said that was
behind.
A dark jacket, a red shirt?
Yeah.
Is he white, black, Hispanic?
White. Oh, he's flipping me the burr again.
Okay. Is he walking away from you?
He's walking away, yeah, but he turned around. He started throwing stuff out into the street.
Okay, very good. I'm going to send some officer that way. Give me a call back if he approaches you again, okay? But for now, just keep your distance if you can.
Oh, he just whipped his penis out.
That's what you do. That's the final move.
That'll show him.
That's, you know what
that's
that
the
was?
Camel clutch of Brookline anger.
You know, you
that's
know,
the DDP, man. You just the Brookline RKO.
You know when you're negging someone and you're like, you know, telling a chick like you don't want to like have her know you like her so much, so you're like, ah, you know, nice hair. What you do to a street sweeper is you throw stuff in the road and you flip them off and finally just whip it out and go like, now you want it because it's something you didn't think you could have. Oh my goodness, listen to that. Soupy sales.
I just love it. It's like, is there anything else I can show to show you that I'm angry that you're sweeping here on the street, Mr. Street Sweeper? Well, I've done everything I can. Time to resort to whipping it out.
See, I just think that it was a bunch of stuff just to let him know, like, hey, you can't have this. And then just when the street sweeper starts getting interested, he pulls it out. I mean, he must have been. And then he goes, ooh, look at that thing. That is engorged. That is someone who's...
Would that have been great if like, he did that and all of a sudden it went in a different direction? It's like, oh!
That's right. Excuse me, officer. I think I'll talk to you later.
And the street sweeper just lowers his sunglasses.
It looks like, ooh. I found myself a friend. And then he takes out like a little hand brush and goes like, let me sweep you. Well, listen... I mean, who hasn't whipped it out in front of a street sweeper?
Just rewind it like 10 seconds. I love this. Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, okay. Now we've gone next level.
He's walking away, yeah, but he turned around. He started throwing stuff out into the street.
Okay, very good. I'm going to send some officer that way. Give me a call back if he approaches you again, okay? But for now, just keep your distance if you can.
Oh, he just whipped his penis out.
Did he really?
Yes. He turned around and zipped his bit and whipped his penis out.
Okay, stay on the phone for me.
All right.
Highway department's reporting a mail party, trying to pick a fight with him. He's walking inbound on Beacon now. He apparently just exposed himself as well.
And then everyone at the 911 is ooh la la. Holy moly. Look at the sack on that one. So one came to
party.
Like, at the end of the day, he just wanted a friend. You know?
All right, let's just cut through the crap. Here's what I'm really trying to do.
Look, I mean, if you're going to just start calling the police, I might as well just show you what I got.
It's kind of like when, you know, Rams look like they're actually fighting, but then they end up, like, fornicating afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, they busted their heads together until it's just time for a... Would you like to come to my jacuzzi?
All righty. I'm going to have somebody come talk to you, and we're going to see if we can talk to him, okay?
All righty.
Thank you.
Like, right. Well, I mean, didn't seem a lot of urgency there.
Yeah, that is the... I just love how I've done everything I can to piss you off. You don't seem pissed off, so I've been saving this one for last.
Well, I have a feeling that the person who did that is might just be mentally ill. I don't think that's your average Joe, like, you know, walk into his next meeting feeling that someone who has had a bad problem with a street, big street sweeper.
You probably see everything if you're one of those street sweeper guys. Because you probably piss off a ton of people.
Well, in Dorchester, there's some racket going on in Dorchester. Because there's 85 street sweepers out here at all times of day. And they must have the cleanest roads in the world. Because there's a street sweeper everywhere you look. There's six at a time. All right. I guarantee there's a racket down here with the street sweeper.
Oh, sure. I bet there's no question.
All right. That's right, big sweep. Mm-hmm. All right, Rich, what do we have here?
There's some calls that are strange, some calls that are very odd, that leave questions, and then there's some calls that just epitomize Brookline. Let's get to the tape.
Brookline Police.
Yes, I was trying to get to my own driveway. They pulled into my driveway to make a U-turn. And I'm blocking them. I would like them tagged, please. So would you get a tag car over here?
Okay, hold it.
All right, so the guy pulled into his driveway to turn around.
We've all done it.
You might have done it, but I mean, it's a felony. And so
I think it's like 5 years in jail. Right.
So because it's kind of hard to understand. So, and you've heard these before.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy pulls into the guy's driveway to turn around.
Uh huh.
And so the guy pulls up, the owner of the home, or obviously the brownstone, pulls up and blocks him.
Blocks him in and says, will a cop come here and please give this person a ticket for pulling into my driveway and trying to use it as a U-turn?
That's not even a U-turn. That's just turning around.
Just think of how quickly that problem goes away if you don't do anything.
Yeah, they
pull it and leave. Now,
it's not even a problem.
You have to block them in and deal with someone losing their crap and sit there and wait for a cop to show up.
I would rather...
That is someone looking for confrontation.
Well, there's someone who's... It's, again, like one of these people that when I lived there, if you stepped on their lawn, they had a loudspeaker that would yell at you. It's like, you know, the U.S. Embassy. You couldn't touch any of the property. I would 1,000 times rather have someone pull in my driveway to turn around than park in front of my house.
Oh, sure. Of course.
All right. Ugh, Brookline. Now, these ones just piss me off because I think I've experienced this crap. They're just awful people.
Brookline Police.
Yes, I was trying to get to my own driveway. They pulled into my driveway to make a U-turn. And I'm blocking them. I would like them tagged, please. So would you get a tag car over here?
Okay, hold it. They're in your driveway?
Yep.
Okay. We can't cite them for being on your property, maybe trespassing if you want to go that far. That's not a parking violation that we'd write a ticket for. We can certainly help.
She's pulling it, and she says, well, I'm only turning around. And I'm saying you don't have the right to turn around. I told her not when she pulled into the driveway.
Okay. All right, we'll see you then.
Thank you.
This poor lady's like, I was just trying to turn around. It's like, no, no, no.
And there's nothing you can do. Because if you start yelling.
If he's got a lawn, I'm driving through it.
No, you're not. Because then you're opening up. You don't think this guy's litigious? I mean, this guy would love nothing more than
destruction of property.
This guy would love nothing more than having 5 hours of paperwork to fill out. There'd be nothing that would make him happier.
I wonder if there's like any kind of, remember how like O.J. Simpson got in trouble for keeping those people in the hotel room? I wonder if there's any kind of weird like kidnapping thing you could throw at this guy for not letting you exit his yard.
I would.
The amount of rage that I would experience if someone wouldn't let me out of their driveway.
Oh, I totally.
They should allow you to assault someone at that point. There should be like little like disclaimers that if that happens, you're allowed to assault the person.
Right. It's a little loophole you throw in there.
But how is that even a U-turn?
No, it's just you pull.
No, I know, but he says it's a U-turn, which is something that's illegal. It's not even a U-turn. I know exactly. I do it every day.
And you know what? The fact that he was behind her with a car makes me think that maybe he's just sitting there waiting for people to do that.
I swear to you, Rich, I'm not joking. There's a decent chance that that's the case.
He just sits like in the car next to the driveway.
They think that their places are these sacred burial sites. They think that their places are something else. They really, if you touch anything, they become crazed.
That can't be lawful to like trap somebody in. I mean, I guess you could technically get out of your car and walk away, but I mean, for them to hold your property there, that's a little strange, especially when you're willing to leave.
Yeah, and they can't. And these guys, like, I guess we could try to flag them for trespassing.
Somebody said Brookline makes you wish the purge was real.
If the purge was real, I'm gone.
Oh, he just whipped his penis out.
At least that's a love story.
Right. At least there's a little bit of ooh.
You tell him to get out of the street.
If I was a street sweeper and someone whipped it out, I would think it's just really sick of the
world. I would just start laughing. I'm like, here's my phone.
I mean, I'd bang the guy. But
I think you're like obligated to.
No, that's not true, Rich. I'm too woke for that.
Bobby just whipped his penis out. On top of the world.
Circumcised. Oh my. He shaved it into an arrow. To me, they're not lots of fool around. All right, we'll be back with more from Brookline.
I'm blocking them. I would like them tagged, please.
The games are only half of it. Sharon Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
A landscaper who was using gasoline-powered leaf blowers.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed. Where the people there are surly and the average age is dead.
They're smoking.
Where the locals find new reasons just to moan and bitch and whine.
The geese were following you.
Nobody's having a good time because everyone's angry in Brookline.
They don't belong here.
There's an aggressive group of turkeys.
I don't like Brookline.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich, and Brookline is a terrible place to live. People are obsessed with their tiny patches of land that and they don't want anyone touching anything. And, Rich, these are real 911 calls to the Brookline Police Department.
Yep. And sometimes they leave us with a little bit of head scratching. Like, I'm not quite sure what the full story is there. Kind of like the gentleman who twice, 2 days in a row, called the police to get him out of handcuffs for a quote-unquote Halloween thing. And they didn't want any kind of lights or anything like that to come down to wherever he was living, whether it be in the... Didn't want his landlord to know that he was experimenting with handcuffs, whatever that story was. This is somewhat similar to that as far as there's some questions here, but this is a very Boston call, if not a very Brookline call.
All right, here we go.
911, this line is recorded. Where's your emergency?
Hi, I want to make a police report.
All right, what happened?
Last night when we were watching TV, the Patriots are playing the Raiders. I'm from California.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, I don't know if there was a Patriots-Raiders game.
Not this year. No.
This call was maybe from about 6 weeks ago, so I'm not quite sure what she was talking about.
California.
She's not quite sure what the issue of California. Obviously, a Raiders fan. I don't know why that's the first part of it, but that doesn't matter because it sets up what happens after.
Listen, I mean, these are the details the police need.
That's right. They need to get
along with their business.
Yes. Sure.
Last night when we were watching TV, the Patriots are playing the Raiders. I'm from California.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked at the score. No one would say anything. And finally a girl said, it's 10-0. And I said, who? Who's winning? And they said, the Raiders. So I went out into the hall and this woman said, you f***ing bitch. Because I just kind of clapped lightly to myself and said, yeah, I didn't do it in the room where they were watching. I was in the hallway. So she continued to say that I was a f***ing bitch and all kinds of stuff. And then eventually she said, I peeked my head back in and I said, no, you're the bitch. Look how you're acting. And she said, say it to my face. So I walked over there. And she stands up and she's menacing me, you know, with her face and her body. And she steps real close and I step back. As I step back, she jabs me in my right rib. I'm 67 years old. This girl is about 25 and about 200 pounds heavier than me.
And she had a Marlboro out of her mouth that she didn't remove when she told her to
BBW.
Kiss my ass.
BBW, let's see.
I mean, first of all,
what lies beneath those folds?
I believe she's talking about the Ravens game.
Okay,
because that makes sense. But still, I mean,
regardless,
first of all, picture the woman that is poking, and I can picture both of them perfectly in my mind.
Well, the girl might weigh 201 pounds because this woman that's calling doesn't sound like the. So she walks into someone's apartment and asks the score of a football game that's on television.
I can't tell if it's an apartment or if it's a bar. Like, I can't tell. She doesn't set that up.
Well, then why wouldn't she just look at the TV if it's at a bar?
I don't know. I guess it is someone's apartment.
Yeah, she just stuck her head in someone's apartment. She probably doesn't even live in the building. And then this hefty mama. What's the AC/DC? A whole lot of Rosie.
A whole lot of Rosie shows up.
Shows up and she just says, I'm going to swing so much butt cheeks. She just goes, who wants to go hot dogging today?
The best somebody said pointed out, did you notice when she started talking and started saying, and then I called her a bitch, she called me a bitch. The typing stopped for a minute.
Yeah.
In other words, like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then the big bottom girl comes up and she goes, whooshy whooshy. Check out my tail feather. All right, let's go back a little bit. Here we go.
I'm 67 years old. This girl is about 25 and about 200 pounds heavier than me. And I just feel like I want to make a police report about it.
Okay. All right, I'll have an officer come to speak to you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, and then, of course, tangling.
And then somewhere Wallach is rubbing his hands together. I can only imagine the booty on that one.
And a Patriots fan?
Yes. Well, she's not a Patriots fan.
No, the other one.
The other one.
Oh, the other one's a Patriots fan. Yeah, she was the one who was pissed.
She's acting like a Patriots fan.
Yeah, she said, you bitch.
She said, no, you're the bitch.
Yeah.
We have ourselves a heifer. Why not?
Oh, I peeked my head back in and I said, no, you're the bitch. Look how you're acting.
That's always wise to do when you feel intimidated.
Mm-hmm. And then there's moments like this, Fred, where you kind of sympathize for the person on the phone. Let's take a listen.
Brookline Police.
I just wanted to report something. I just had a strange encounter, and I didn't know.
What happened?
Just report it. I found this man trespassing on my property.
All right, and exactly what was he doing?
So he tried to get into my house. He tried to get connected to my uncle. He tried to give me gold coins to get access into the house.
He had a duck bill. He was called himself Scrooge. I give you gold coin. I trade you coin for your uncle. How many coins will it take, woman? A bag?
I had three nephews that like to go on adventures.
I'm an animaniac. Whatever the hell show I was on.
DuckTales.
DuckTales. Woo-hoo. May I persuade you with some gold coin and crude oil?
He tried to give me gold coins to get access into the house, which I was, and then...
I have several dead birds that have been stuffed. This is how we trade. How about some pelts of fur? Hmm? All for your uncle's head. Name your price.
His bags were stashed in my bushes.
And was he white, black, Hispanic, Asian?
He was white. He was wearing a seersucker.
He was wearing a top hat and a monocle.
What it sounds like. He's in a seersucker suit. Yep, yep. You know.
Give me your... What's the prize for your uncle's head? Hmm? He's wearing a top hat, a monocle, and a suit jacket with tails. I've come a long way, madam. I desire one thing. Your uncle's skull. To add my collection.
He was white. He was wearing a seersucker suit. I took a picture of him, and he gave me his phone number. It was just very odd and...
Klondike 453 is my phone number.
He gave me did you say is she a code number?
No, a phone number.
Okay.
Klondike 453. That is how you shall reach me. You may telegraph to the following address. Yes. He was holding a big cigarette holder.
On a stick? Those big long ones?
Yes. Madame, perhaps we could do some business.
Very odd and...
How old did he look?
30s. He said he worked here 8 years ago. We had a fire at our house 8 years ago, and he worked on it. Then he was trying to reach my uncle to give him insider trading information on a stock about school shootings.
What? Ah, yes, I trade in tragedy. May I interest you in some...
I don't even know something that old.
Did you say an insider trading stock on school shootings?
Yes. Buy! Buy! Jeez. You know, the Coca-Cola market is big right now. There are some elixirs that cure all. May I interest you in one?
Give me gold coins to get access to him. And then he had his bag stashed in the bushes in my house when I showed up. Does not seem very typical to me.
All right, we're going to send some help your way, miss, all right?
All right, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I would think that might be a decent thing to do.
I would guess that... That would be something that you wanted to do. You would not.
He was white. He was wearing a seersucker suit. I took a picture of him.
Ah, madam, your modern camera is no match. How long shall I stay still before the image can take?
He tried to give me gold coins to get access into the house.
And you know what happened immediately afterwards?
Oh, he just whipped his penis out.
All right. Well, listen, Brookline never disappoints. It is a place full of human scum. And that is a good way to be.
Oh, I peeked my head back in and I said, no, you're the bitch. Look how you're acting.
And then a whole lot of Rosie came in and said, I got a big bottom. So many butt cheeks. She had yoga pants that were begging. Those seams were begging to be busted. Mm-hmm.
I was trying to get to my own driveway. They pulled into my driveway to make a U-turn, and I'm blocking them. I would like them tagged, please.
May I run over your foot? crackle, crackle, go the bones of the foot.
Somebody said that guy was John Wick with the gold coins. It does sound like a John Wick character.
That is pretty good.
He was like, I must speak with your uncle. And he's like in a suit, too.
That's right.
He's like well-dressed and in his 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Maybe it was. Maybe it was someone inspired by that. All right. Well, Brookline sucks. Here are the headlines.
He just whipped his penis out.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 85 Sports Hub.
Of the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bankroll Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the chat.
Hey, five, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Over Under 98.5 is the podcast and soon-to-be radio show.
Has that officially been announced?
Not officially yet. It's in legal right now, but you may be hearing some updates beginning next week.
I love it. I'll tell you, this is Joe Murray. When I went to our show dinner and got up about 5 minutes after we sat down to play blackjack, sent me a picture yesterday, which is up at Fred Toucher on Instagram, be prepared to, you know, have your life be changed. And I had just a random selection of chips in front of me.
That's I saw some black chips in there, bunch of green.
Yeah.
So you were definitely high rolling that night.
I believe I split that as well, if I'm not mistaken, but that could have been another hand.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It wasn't the one that Nick touched you and cooled you off?
No.
I heard about that.
When Nick touched me and cooled me off, I had to get him away. And then the next time, I had to double down and get out of my business. All right. So you guys are here. Obviously, the Patriots out of the playoffs, but we were talking about this before we got on the air. The odds that where does Brady go? What are the odds right now on where Tom Brady is going to end up next season?
So the odds are in favor of him staying. Minus 200 is for yes. Plus 150 is for no. So pretty decent size favorite that Tom Brady will be back, according to at least BetOnline, who is the odds maker here. But there's for the teams that are not the Patriots, we have the Browns, Raiders, and Chargers as the leaders.
See, the Browns won. Them being the leader in the clubhouse fascinates me. And the fact also that they have not hired a coach yet before tomorrow when McDaniels is interviewing also fascinates me.
He might actually make this interview.
Right. Well, we don't know that yet.
That's a good point. They could hire someone today.
Yeah. And first of all, a couple of things. I don't think Brady gives a rat's ass if McDaniels is with him or not. Second of all, if you're Cleveland, I guess they're such a terribly run organization, but I mean, you did take a number one pick 2 years ago and took a quarterback, and second, even as bad as he is. And third of all, if I'm Brady, why would I want to play for Jimmy Haslam? And why would I want to play in Cleveland?
Because McDaniels might be there and because you have a great offense around you. Like, you've got some really good players that you could work with.
But I don't think he cares about McDaniels.
I also think that maybe bringing in Tom Brady is another way to keep guys like Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry happy.
Oh, I could give a rat's ass about keeping them happy. If I'm a new coach.
But, I mean, if he wins in Cleveland, doesn't that, like, make his legacy exponentially greater too? Like, if he even if he, like, gets, you know, deep into the playoffs.
But wouldn't you think that the Chargers would be a much more attractive, because the Chargers are not a bad team. I mean, the Chargers were a very good team 2 years ago. I mean, they certainly have weapons. Why wouldn't he go there? That's LA. They have an incentive to take him. They're getting probably transitioning from another old quarterback.
It's further away from his family, too. I mean,
No, he has a house right around there.
Yeah, but his son lives, I think, in
New York. Yeah. Okay, but I mean, he's got money where I think he could probably get it.
Really, what this comes down to, everybody, it's the salary cap. Teams can maneuver it. The Patriots, though, whatever they do, they have dead money. So let's say they bring him back this year for the same amount of money. It's $30 million cap hit. So do the Patriots want to have a $30 million cap hit for Tom Brady? I think they do it for a year. I don't know if they do it for two. And That's what it's going to come down to. I know Jeff Howe is on with you guys this week and mentioned that. But as far as these odds go, the Browns thing, like, that's really just curious to me that they're at the top of the list.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Like, the one, and another thing that's curious is, where are the Titans? Because even Jeff Howe was in here saying that the best fit, the one that he seems to think is the most realistic, is the Tennessee Titans. Not only does he have that great offense around him, you've got, you know, as an aging quarterback, you need a good offensive line. They have it. You want a great running game. They definitely have it. And you've got your best buddy sitting there making play calls in a team that's proven that you plug in a pretty good quarterback. And I mean, also, it's a system that made Ryan Tannehill look good.
Yeah.
So if it made Ryan Tannehill look good, Brady's got to be licking his chops. So where are they on the odds list? That interests me.
They're not there.
Yeah, wow.
They're not listed. Yeah,
they were at one point. Right
now, I think he's coming back here, but if he doesn't, it's the Chargers. Because they'd pay him because they need to sell out that stadium. He'd go to L.A. They're not a bad team. That's what my feeling is.
Let me put out one team that I think might just, I mean, I think he's coming back. I hope he's coming back. But one team that might be a sleeper, maybe you find some value if you want to bet it. Look at Las Vegas. Because if he goes to Vegas, he goes to the Raiders, right? That new city, new stadium, he becomes a legend there as well. And that is, I mean, that would be huge.
Him and Gruden.
Eat that Cheeto.
Thank you, John Gruden. I appreciate it. I mean, that's going to be, that. First of all, that would never happen because it's too amazing. Like, it's too glorious that he would go out to Las Vegas and between him and the pictures of him and Mark Davis together, I mean, that's basically the two biggest hunks in the state of Nevada.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can handle that if you're a woman just walking by.
I make Wallet go to every game.
Yeah, so I'm not quite sure.
Put my face between his mom's jugs.
Gruden might be nice to him, unlike Belichick, so I don't know if he wants that. You know, Gruden would praise him.
The whole thing with Brady coming back to the Patriots, are the Patriots going to spend money on...
They don't want him.
They don't want him for the amount of money that he...
I'm sure Belichick doesn't want him, but I just see the Krafts making an incredibly emotional decision.
Yeah, and then I wonder if that would affect Bill Belichick staying around.
I agree.
That's been rumored as well. But
that's why this is why it's very interesting offseason.
Personally, I'm fine with Brady coming back, but they have to get him help.
If
they don't go out and get offensive tackles and a tight end and two wide receivers,
if it's more the same, then
what's the point?
Yeah, and I don't know why he would do it if he realized it's going to be more the same. All right, so we have the playoffs this weekend. A lot of big spreads. As a matter of fact, I think that you've got two games with double-digit spreads. I know the Ravens game, that one is sitting right now at what?
9.5. Okay. And Kansas City also 9.5. So they're like borderline right there. Baltimore was at 10. The Chiefs got up to 10 yesterday.
Okay, so are these spreads accurate? Where are you going on this?
I'll just give you one regarding the Baltimore-Tennessee game. Obviously, Baltimore was the led all the NFL in rushing as a team this year. The Titans are Ravens. This is the fourth time ever in NFL history that the number one rushing offense faced against the number one rusher in the NFL. The team with the number one rusher has won all three times, besides the last. So they met four, the last three. So essentially, it's giving Tennessee the favorite based off the trend. So in this case, I kind of like Tennessee with the 10 points. I think the Ravens end up winning in the end.
Is there a part of you that fears that Tennessee is going to have an emotional crash because they essentially just played their Super Bowl?
That's there. I mean, my whole thing is Baltimore, Ingram. Is Ingram going to play? If he doesn't play, does it mess it up? And then
he's supposedly playing full speed in practice, though.
Yeah, I think he came back yesterday, but yeah, he didn't play practice the day before. I think the Titans can control Lamar Jackson. I do.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this, because you came in hot. There's a wrangle.
Oh, yeah.
There's a wrangle.
The wrangle!
Now, a wrangle is when the officiating is sketchy and can turn a game.
What's the wrangle?
Where's Corrente this week?
So, Dan, maybe you can explain Cleet Blakeman.
Okay, so... The Cleet Blakeman NFL wrangle is basically that he heavily favors dogs and unders. Mostly, and the dogs thing was ours. Someone else who gave credit to discovered the unders thing, so that was not us. But he just, I mean, if you look out through his career, he has been, dogs cash consistently, and especially on the money line, too.
And what game was he in this year with a lot of controversy?
The Lions-Packers game that we talked about. That was very on primetime, right? Yeah. So that was a big one.
So looked it up. In his career against Green Bay, or being the lead official at Green Bay, they're 4-3 straight up, 3-4 against the spread. So right now the spread is 4.
So I'm dumb. Where do I put my money on that?
Underdog. Yeah, the underdog is 69-52-4 in Clee Blakeman games.
I like Seattle in that game anyway.
Well, now you can throw in the wrangle.
There it is.
Now we've got the wrangle.
And then the other thing you have to throw in there is the Aaron Rodgers effect. This guy gets all the calls on national television. I haven't watched a guy get more calls than Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's late hits, hands to the face.
You've been cheering for a guy that seems to be close to that.
Did he get one this week? I didn't see one this week.
Okay, well, maybe throughout his career.
I would say
people would argue that throughout their careers, he's been the best treated player in the NFL.
Yep. And I just still think Seattle doesn't have a running game, but yeah, Green Bay is the softest 13-3 team I've ever seen.
And you know what? I agree with you. And ever since you said that, I have adopted your statement. And that is exactly what I think every time I see them play. Think about that. Both Lions games, if I'm not correct, they didn't lead the entire game. They were both last-second wins, right, against the Lions. So I've been nothing but unimpressed with that team, and that's a 13-3 team that you should be. But and Seattle has Russell Wilson, the other thing, too, which as much as you could say about Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson has that thing in the postseason. Yeah. He just says, get the hell on my back, and I'm going to win this for
you. It doesn't really matter as long as there's the wrangle.
How do you guys feel about Jimmy Garoppolo in his first game against Minnesota off their win last week?
Awesome. I feel awesome about the 49ers.
I'm not convinced about Garoppolo.
Garoppolo is a passenger on that team. Exactly. Behind the defense and the running
game. He
made
some big plays this year, though.
Some.
Yeah, that Emmanuel Sanders play to win against the Rams was huge. That got him the number one seed in the end.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the biggest Garoppolo guy, but he has been clutch when it's mattered for that team, especially in big games.
I'm not saying he hasn't made big throws, but on the whole, it's a defense and running team, yes?
Absolutely.
Yeah, defense is my point.
Throw their fullback out there, and they win.
I think when they got Manny Sanders, they kind of transitioned to a little bit more of a passing attack team, and that's helped them tremendously.
All right, so if I'm walking in to there's two things I want to ask. One, these football games, and then I need some college basketball a little bit. But if I'm I know you had a bad night last night, but overall, you've been doing well.
It's okay. I'll move on. I'm just, you know.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So,
seeing ghosts.
What's your favorite playoff game?
You got one? I mean, I think the Chiefs beat the Houston. Houston on the 4th-and-1, I thought it was the right call, and they couldn't get it done. Look up Andy Reid's record off a bye. It's outstanding.
Andy Reid off a bye is like a classic betting trend that's been going on for years. And so it's like opening game of the season, off the bye, and then anytime he gets a bye in the playoffs, you just back the Chiefs automatically. So that was the first bet that I locked when the lines opened up. I got like Chiefs -7, 6.5, and now it's up to 9.5. So that was the first thing I always locked is Andy Reid off the bye. It's the angle you always have to bet. And I don't know about 10. That's a lot, but and Houston beat them earlier this season too. Like Watson and them, they beat Kansas City. I don't remember if that game was in Kansas City or not, but this is also kind of a revenge game for Kansas City. So if I'm looking at a team or a side there, that's probably the way I go too.
All right, so your big bet of the weekend as far as the playoffs is Chiefs. That's you're going Chiefs +10, I guess, right now. Or -10.
Yeah, I like the Chiefs, and I like the under in the Minnesota-San Francisco game.
Okay.
All right. So, but let's get down to business. What is your favorite bet of the week? Of tonight, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, what is your favorite bet that you would put in?
I'll give you a college basketball game tonight. I had a bad night last night, but I was great the few days before that. Chicago State is traveling. Yeah, that's right. I know. Chicago State is traveling to New Mexico State. Chicago State is one of the bottom, I'd say, 7 teams in the country. They're not very good. New Mexico State is not elite or anything, but 31-point spread. I am taking tonight New Mexico State minus 31. Chicago State.
I just like it's Chicago State.
Chicago State.
Well, there's like mascot. Michigan State. Yeah.
Where's that campus? Florida Chicago State. State.
No, but it just is this like a city state school?
I guess.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at it right now. Well,
what's their mascot?
The Cougars.
The crime victims.
That's right, Vlog's mom. All right, the Cougars.
And we do have the national
championship. Those Chicago Cougars.
Just quick, we do have the national championship on Monday between Clemson and LSU.
Right.
We'll talk about it tonight. I think LSU wins it, but right now it's at 6. It's hard to go against Dabo and Clemson against the spread. They've been one of the best underdog teams. When it happens, they hardly ever are. But I don't know, back-to-back national championships, hard to do. It's hard to do, but... I love Coach O. Like, if you guys ever get to get some audio of Coach Orgeron, yeah, like, yeah. Oh, the guy is outstanding, man.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so there you go. Everyone take New Mexico State minus 31 tonight against Chicago State.
I'll put 100 on that. I'll put 100 on that.
And just real quick, the Celtics game last night, that ref, he sucks.
Yeah.
That guy, that's unacceptable in the NBA. You ever see what, like, Patrick Beverley says to somebody after Draymond Green?
Yeah.
Like, you ever see what he says to somebody?
It's his first year. It's his first
Kemba
year.
Kemba Walker had the flu for, like, what, three games in a row?
Three games, yep.
Comes back, he gets nailed, and all of a sudden you toss him out of the game?
Hell of a screw.
He even said it himself, Sportsman of the Year twice. That
Is
guy?
Is there a lamer award
in there?
Is there a lamer award? Then, like, I wouldn't even want it. Sportsman of the Year?
Well, I don't know. Kyle Van Noy was going around on a tour about Walter Payton.
Well, that's a charity thing, though.
That's
Come
a charity
on.
Don't
be
thing.
A dick.
Well, no. Well, I got to be a dick. I mean, revenge tour. I got Walter Payton this.
Okay, that'll give right. you. But, well, I mean, jeez. I mean, yeah, you guys helping kids.
It's the same thing. Dan just said it. It's the same thing as the Lady Bing.
I was just going to say the NHL has a trophy for it.
It's like, do I really want
what,
that?
You got a problem with Andrew Ferentz? What, look at all you guys. Horrible people.
That's right. He rides a bike to work.
Yes, he does.
All right. Well, you guys, thank you so much. Over under 98.5 podcast, perhaps on the air as well. And I guess Sunday mornings it would be. Because you got the tomato guy that used to do Saturday mornings.
Oh, damn.
No, it was Sunday. Early Sunday.
Okay. Well, that'll do it for them. When we come back, Kelly Clarkson has got herself a talk show where she eats and talks to Rob Gronkowski. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.